Yeshaya, Perek Nun Beis, Pasuk Ches. That is where we are up to. Kol Tzayfayich Nasu Kol Yachtav Yuranenu. All of your seers. Tzayfayich is a word which refers to prophets. All of your prophets have lifted up their voice together. All of the, Kol Tzayfayich Nasu Kol. The sound of your seers, your prophets, have raised up their voice. Yachdav together, Yiranenu together. All of the prophets will sing. Why will they sing? Ki ayin b'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem etzir. Because they will see eye to eye. They will see b'shuv Hashem tzir when Hashem returns Sion. I don't know what this means exactly. Ayin b'ayin. It rings a bell from the kinos, from Arze Halvanon, where the Kohen Gadol mourned over the murder of the Nasi. And what did it does say in the Kina? He put his eyes to his eyes, his mouth to his mouth. I never understood what that means. I still don't understand what that means. Why? What's the imagery of taking Kina? He took off his head. His head was detached from the body. And he picked up his head. The Kohen Gadol picked up the head of the Nasi. The Nasi is equivalent to the Melech. This is one of the most horrifying parts of the Kina. The Asar HaRogei Malchus, the first two of the Asar HaRogei Malchus, was the Nasi and the Kohen Gadol. Can you imagine the Shachar Kneged Moshe V'Aaron? Moshe V'Aaron. And this took place before the Churban, 2.5 months before the Churban Bayis Sheni. And Chof Hei Sivan picks up his head and puts his eyes to his eyes, his mouth to his mouth. What does that mean? I have no idea. I have no idea what's this the imagery, but that's what he would says also that the prophets will put ki ayin bi ayin, eye to eye, yiru, they will see b'shuv Hashem tzion. There's some type of what? So there he breathed life into his body. There he actually blew. He did something. So he's saying it's a din of tchias hamesim. The Kohen Gadol is putting his mouth. It could be. I don't know. Yeah, something which requires further eon.
We have an expression, panim el panim.
Face to face. I mean, you look at each other. You just look.
It's in the Torah, panim el panim.
Correct. Okay. Ayin behind face to face.
He says so.
This is still records a pasuk from Bamidbar.
Yeah.
I don't know in what context it's over there.
Matudas David. Who's coming to the city? The Tzoyfim are coming, they're going to announce, they're sitting on high towers to see who's coming. The Chayzim of Farish Maye Hakol, Vem Kulam Yachtav Yishu Kol Radu Simcha, Ki Ayim Yayin, Ratulama, Ria Vados. So Ayim means a clear sight. Okay, so he's saying very good. He's saying that this has a precedent in Chumash. Mamidu Yiches by Har Sinai, Hashem told Moshe that Moshe the quality so that Yisua Hashem eye to eye. There is no doubt that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to the Torah, he came and spoke to us directly, eye to eye. It's an expression which means clarity. There is no distortion. Okay, so Yahnacham, you have over your source. I didn't really pay attention to this pasuk. Now the Tzofayich, there is a the Tzofayich. Some learn that this pasuk goes back on the previous pasuk. I saw it in the Malbim. The Malbim. I actually saw this from Rabbi Schwab. He says this pasuk really is connected to the previous pasuk, and the previous pasuk is referring to the Raglei Mevaser. And the Kol Tzayfayich, they refer back to the Raglei. Kol Tzayfayich are the prophets. When it says Yachdav, Yachdav refers back to the Raglei Mevaser. So there are two different, when we take this pasuk and we connect this pasuk back to the previous pasuk, there are two different people that we are discussing. We're dealing with a Mevaser, an announcer, which similarly refers to Eliyahu HaNavi, and also refers to the Tzofayich, the prophets. Who are the prophets? This could refer to Melech HaMashiach. And now the pasuk says, Yachdav Yiranenu, together, the Mevaser from the previous pasuk, together with the Tzofe of this pasuk, together will sing. That what will they sing? Ki ayin b'ayin yiru. Together, these two will sing together. when they see Beshuv Hashem, Tzion Hashem is coming back to Tzion. Now, what's so fascinating that I love about this Malbim is because he does what a lot of people do in Tanakh, and they never do in Kamat, never do in Chumash, unless you're talking about Chassidisha Svan, they do it all the time, is they break up the Pasuk not like it's trop. Because in the trop, you're not going to break up the words kol from the word yachtav yiraneinu. It's all one sentence. It's a merchotibcha munach esnachta. The words nasu kol yachtav yiraneinu is one sentence. It's one expression. Mercha, tipcha, munach, esnachta. Those four words go together. Here the Malbim says, kol tzafayich nasu kol, period. He puts a period there. He puts an end. That the tzafayich will raise up their voice at the time of Mashiach. They will tell us important messages. And now we have a new sentence. Yachtov yiraneinu. Together, the tzafayich with the Mevaser in Pasuk Zayin, Manavu al Hehorim, Ragle Mevaser, who is Mashmiah, Sholem Mevaser, Toiv, Mashmi Yeshua, Oyma Letzir Melech Elokoyach, now Yachtov, these two together, the Mevaser with the Tzefayach, together, Yiraneinu, they will sing. What will they sing? They will sing, Ki Ayin Bi'ayin Yiru, they will sing, maybe it means, they'll sing these words, that's what he's saying, Ki Ayin Bi'ayin Yiru, or it means that they will sing when they see eye to eye. B'shuv Hashem Tzion. Yeah.
Kol Tzofayah combines two things. Kol is voice.
Okay.
Tzofayah is vision.
Okay.
In other words,
very nice.
Sure.
The synthesis.
Voice, but you will also.
Beautiful, see. Beautiful. It's like cholam roim esakolos. They saw the kol, but Matan Torah. They saw the kolos. What does that mean? It means clear all the senses. All the senses were merged with the utmost clarity. Sometimes they are mindless in hearing and they are mindless in seeing. When you mix the two together, that means the ultimate experience. Beautiful. So they call tzofayich, the tzofayich is the koyach of re'iyah with the koyach of shmiyah. Mixed together, beautiful. But this is a very interesting idea because if you take the pasuk in the simple interpretation, when it says Yachlev, Yachlev is just a plural for all of the Tzefayach. There are many seers, there are many prophets, and all of them together will come and will sing and say these beautiful things when Mashiach comes. But Yuchara, you were totally ignoring what it says in the previous pasuk of the Mevaser. The Mevaser did his thing. The Mevaser, Eliyahu HaNavi, came and told us the good news, what's going to be tomorrow. And now we have a new pasuk, we have a pasuk of the Tzefayach. The Malbim says, beautiful. No, it doesn't mean the Yachlev is on the Tzvech. It's going back in both. And that's also a lesson in and of itself. That there is a shutfis. There is unity. There is achdus between the role of the Mevaser and the role of the Nevi'im. Because it sounds very simple, but it's not so simple. Like take today. Today, you know, there are political forces in Eretz Yisrael, and they're not necessarily all even Shomer Shabbos. But they serve an incredible role for Klal Yisrael, and this that they're not religious is not any fault of their own. That's how they were raised. It's not. And then there is a religious body, and they are have a different hashkafa. For them to work together, it's almost non-existent. I mean, well, I shouldn't say almost not, but you understand what I'm saying. There's political forces and there are religious forces. And you know, the Gemara tells us, you know, you have to know where to draw the line, but the Gemara tells that, that if you have a town and you hire a mayor, make sure the mayor is not a Talmud Chacham. Because if the mayor of the city is a Talmud Chacham, he'll be busy going to the Daf Yomi instead of taking care of the needs of the city. The city needs water, food, supply, it has to be a healthy economy, and a mayor has to be on top of it 24/7. And if he's going to the Daf Yomi and you can't disturb him during this 1 hour, people are going to starve to death. That's not a good idea. In this world, on a larger scale, there is a need for people that are, you know, politicians to take care of the needs of Klal Yisrael, and their role is not necessarily to be Talmidei Chacham. Okay, Halavai Lish Mishom Shabbos. I mean, you have to know where to draw the line, of course. It's a very delicate balance. But the Mevaser is not just everything in Yeshaya is symbolic. The Mevaser is not just one person, Eliyahu HaNavi. The Mevaser represents a group, institutions, a whole Mahalach in Klal Yisrael. The Tzoifim, they represent a different group in Klal Yisrael. If you want, you could say Al Derech Drush, the Mevaser, they represent the politicians in Klal Yisrael. Talk about the whole Knesset and talk about you know, the prime ministers and all so on and so forth. Whatever that means, I'm just talking in very general terms. And the Tzefayach represent Talmidei Chachamim, the Gedolei Yisrael. Is it shaykh for them to see eye to eye? To see eye to eye on things and to work together to bring about the Geula? The Pasuk here says, yeah, believe it or not, that's what's going to happen. Yemos HaMashiach. Yachtov Yiranein. There'll be a synthesis between each one will contribute their talents, their potential, their koichos. Why? If you want to say, ki ayin b'yayin yiru. They'll see eye to eye. The politicians with the Gedolei Yisrael will see eye to eye. They'll have the same agenda, the same goal in mind. They'll work together. They'll see eye to eye in how to bring about the Geula. B'shuv Hashem Tzion. When Hashem brings the Geula. It's an amazing approach to understand the pasuk. That's really what the Malbim is saying. It's like fascinating, and how much he's prophetic. What he's saying, you know, what we need for this time. It's unbelievable, mahalach from the Malbim to understand the depth of this pasuk. Okay, pasuk tes. Pitzchu ranu yachdav. Pitzchu, now they're going to break forth and sing together. Again, another the Nachamal, the same expression. Yachdav's together. Who's together? Who's together going on? Something's going back on everyone before, the Mavasa and the Tzayfim. Harvos Yerushalayim, all of the runes. I guess over here, Harvos Yerushalayim means all of the runes. All of the runes of Yerushalayim will go and break forth and sing together. Ki Nicham Hashem Amo. Hashem has granted comfort to his nation. Goal Yerushalayim, he has redeemed Yerushalayim. If you go a step further, there's always this parallelism. So Nicham, if there are two things, there is the Mevaser, and there are the Tzefayach. So maybe another layer of interpretation is that the Nechama comes from the Mevaser. That's really what Eliyahu Navi is coming to do. Eliyahu Navi comes Lifnei Boyoyim Hashem HaGodol V'HaNoira. Eliyahu Navi is the Mevaser, and he comes to tell the Klal Yisrael, don't worry, have comfort. You can give a person comfort before they experience redemption. Redemption is a later state. So here, when the pasuk tells us there's going to be two things, there's going to be Nechama, ki Nicham Hashem Amoi, and then it says, Goal Yerushalayim, Nicham is going back on the Mevaser. And then when it says, Goal Yerushalayim, it's going back on the Tzefayich. So it's always this matching of each. There's one, two, one, two. One goes back on one, two goes back on two. That's another approach to understand this section of this pasuk here. Pasuk Yud. Chosaf Hashem es Zeroya, because Hashem will uncover his mighty arms, his holy might. This is very unique. Because you don't usually associate might with holiness. Might is, you know, power. It's symbolic here. It's in times of Mashiach, Zero means the arm, and the arm is always a symbol of strength. And Kacho means holiness. Holy strength? What does that mean? It's very hard to understand what that means. Holy strength. Hashem will be mighty. Hashem will allow Klal Yisrael to conquer all the nations and destroy them and punish our enemies. That's not only there's a holy strength. And Hashem will uncover, because strength is hidden. We wear tefillin. Tefillin, we have tefillin shal yad, tefillin shal rosh. Tefillin shal rosh is v'ro kolam eres kishem Hashem ikolecha. The tefillin shal yad, you put on your arm, you put on your strength to recognize. I guess that's really what you're doing. You're putting on tefillin. You're putting on that your strength should be holy strength. The tefillah shel yad is on the zroya, is on the arm, and now on the arm you put the shem Hashem. The arm should be holy, a holy strength. And when Mashiach comes, Hashem will reveal his tefillah shel yad. We only have Hashem bisman hazeh, the tefillah at most, the tefillah shel rosh. V'rohu kol amei haaretz ki shem Hashem nikro lecha v'yaru mimecha. Your tefillah shel rosh have to be exposed, but the tefillah shel yad bisman hazeh. The tefillah shel yad always has to be concealed, hidden from man. Hashem also, Hashem's strength bisman hazeh is hidden. Hashem lets the goyim dominate, control us. There is Hester upon him. But Yemos HaMashiach, Hashem will uncover his holy strength, his holy tefillah shel yad, and take revenge for Klal Yisrael. Yeah. Chasoiv Zerah Kodshecha, very good. I didn't think of that. Chasoiv Zerah Kodshecha, uncover your holy strength. It comes right from here, right from another pasuk in Yeshaya. Leinei, and this will be done Leinei kol hagoyim before all the nations. V'rohu kol afsi aretz eis yeshuas elokeinu. Then they will all see the salvation of Yisrael. Again, this is so important, this passage, because this is Hashem is revealing His tefillah shel yad. You hear over and over all about the tefillah shel roish. V'rohu kol amei haaretz ki shem Hashem nikro lecho v'yirim me'akol elu tefillah shel roish. The shin, the shem Hashem, Shakai. But la'asa lov Hashem is going to reveal His tefillah shel yad. What? L'chol Hagoyim. Exactly. Kol Amei Haaretz. So here it says, here you say, you're saying another way, you say that thereby, when it says, the Tefillah Shel Roish, it says, Rokol Amei Haaretz. And here it says, Goyim. What's the difference between the Amei Haaretz and Goyim? I don't know, but there's a difference. There must be some difference. The Tefillah Shel Roish is for the Amei, the nations of the earth. The Goyim, what does that mean? It also means the nations of the earth. But obviously, if it's a different word, it has a different connotation.
One is the peoples of the world, and the other one is the nations of the world.
So the nation, saying one is a nation, one is the individuals?
The nations, Ame Haaretz, are the people of the world.
The Ame Haaretz, but doesn't Am also mean a nation? Am is a nation. I don't know, there must be a difference. There has to be, there wouldn't, no such thing
as... Ame Haaretz may refer to a certain part of the Jewish population.
Well, we have a colloquial expression, an Am Haaretz, an ignoramus. But that's not, in the pasuk, that's not a civil interpretation. Civil interpretation in the pasuk, the way it's used in the pasuk, is the nations. I don't know. We call it an Am Haaretz. What?
When you have Demai or something.
Right, that's an expression from the Gemara. That's an expression from the Gemara, people who are not knowledgeable, to Jews, who are not knowledgeable in the laws of the Torah. But it's definitely pointing at a very good idea. Tefillah Shel Roish is Am Haaretz. Tefillah Shel Yad is Goyim. What's the difference? I guess one day we'll figure out what the difference is. We'll have a greater appreciation of this pasuk. Okay, now we go to Kol Afshas Eis Yeshua's the salvation Elokeinu. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Sudu Sudu Tzu Mishum. At this point, I'm talking about Mashiach. Hashem is telling Klal Yisrael, get out of here. He's telling us to leave the Golus. We're stuck in Edom. Here Rashi, Mefarsh, also we're stuck in Edom. And leave. What are you doing in Edom? Go back to Eretz, go back to your homeland where you belong in Eretz. Sudu, sudu, tzu, misham. Turn away, leave. Two different expressions. Sudu means to turn away, tzu means to leave, misham from there. Tomei al tigo. Do not come in contact with the contaminated. The land outside of Eretz Yisrael is contaminated for a Jew. You don't belong there. Tzu'umi ta'icha. He repeats himself. Get out of there. Hibaru. Cleanse yourself. Purify yourself. Tahara. Spiritual purification. Noisei klei Hashem. Those that carry the utensils of Hashem. Now what in the world does this mean? So here's a very powerful Rashi. Rashi. Let's read the Rashi inside. Let's see. Tomei. Tomei al tikahu. Sheketz yuluchem miligia bohem. Let's go back even further. Let's go back to the beginning of the pasuk. I'm sorry, pasuk Yud Aleph, Rashi, beginning of Yud Aleph. Tzu b'toicha, b'toicha golus kol nechamos soelu ho achroinos einem elo al golus achen. All of these nechamos that Yeshaya is referring to only refers to the last golus, because many times Yeshaya, according to the simple interpretation, even according to Rashi, Rashi was very heavily steeped in Medrash, interprets it in reference to Ashur, reference to Yavon or Bavel. Doesn't necessarily refer to Yemos HaMashiach, but here Rashi said without any hesitation that we're referring to the Gul of Yemos HaMashiach. Al al Golus Ha'achron, Tamei al Tigahu, Sheketz Yulochem Miligia Bohem, from touching the nations, Hibaru Hitaru, Noisei Klei Hashem. So here Rashi says referring to the Kohanim. And the Kohanim, they hold the holy the Klei Sharetz. HaKohanim and the Halavim, Sheyisem Noisei Kalev. By Midbar, they carried the Kalim in the Midbar, the Klei Sharetz, the Mishkan, when they traveled for 42 Masos till they came to Eretz Yisrael. And then in parentheses it says, Mikan L'Tchias HaMesim. From here we have a source in Yeshaya that the Kohanim and the Levim that carried the clay Hashem in the Mishkan, in the Midbar. How many years ago was that? That was way back, almost 3,000 years ago, something like that. 3,000 years ago, those people will be resurrected, and they will now turn away from their contamination of, I guess, of a state of being dead, and return back to Eretz Yisrael. That is how Rashi learns. But let's look at the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos has a more deeper interpretation, another interpretation. So the Mitzudos says, why does... Now, this he's getting himself into trouble in Mitzudos. The Mitzudos says, the reason why it says Suru twice is because, quickly, we're going to do something very interesting. We're going to contrast Chipazayim, haste, with doing something very slowly and very carefully and deliberately. So here it says, Suru Suru HaKefel Loimar B'mihirus Raf, very quickly, swiftly, you shall leave your contaminated land, Suru Mi'eretz Katzim Tzu Misham, Tzu Mitoicha, Mitoich Kol Ir Shatem Bo. Now, by the way, he's saying land of custom. So it seems that from the Mitzudos, he's saying not like Rashi. Rashi, steeped in Medrash, says, referring to Yimos HaMashiach, the Gula, the last Gula, the Gula from Edom. The Mitzudos interprets the Pasuk literally in reference to what's current in the lifetime of Yeshaya. And the next Gula in the lifetime of Yeshaya is going to be the Gula of Bava. Because Yeshaya is telling Klal Yisrael there's going to be a Churban, Nebuchadnezzar. And do not worry, after Nebuchadnezzar there's going to be a Geula, you're going to leave the land of the custom of the Babylonians, you're going to return to Eretz Yisrael. Tzu mitoicha, mitoich kol ir she'atabo, hibaru noise klei Hashem, hinaku mikol tuma atem ha'noisim klei Hashem. What are the klei Hashem, the Mitzvah says? Ratzolaymar klei zayin shalichem, you klei Hashem, shehema toira, the Hamitzvahs, the Torah and the Mitzvahs, loicheriv loichanis, not a sword and not a spear. The Torah and the Mitzvahs are called the Klei Hashem. Now I have over here a Gevald Gevart. I'm going to save for later for the Daf Yom. This is what I said during the Kinas. I didn't tell this to you here. I said this during the Kinas. So the Mamash fits perfectly with what the Mitzvahs have. The Mitzvah says the Klei Hashem are the Torah and the mitzvahs. Just keep that in mind for later. I just want to do a few more psukim. We'll discuss this pasuk a little later. But here we have a major different interpretation between Rashi and the Mitzudos as to the time frame of this pasuk. Is it referring to Babel or referring to Yimos HaMashiach? And when it says the Klei Hashem, are we referring to the Kalim of the Mishkan Mamish? People who carry the Klei Mishkan, the Midbar, they will be resurrected at the time of Mashiach, or referring to the Klei Hashem, that the people living in, people who are going to return to the Koyach of Torah and Mitzvos, they are carriers of these things. They will return back to Yerushalayim. Pasuk Yudbeis, Kiloi v'chipozon teitzeu. You're not going to leave Bavel, or you're not going to leave Golas swiftly, uve'menusa, and in haste. Two different words which similarly mean the same thing. Chipozon menusa means fleeing. Hashem goes in front of you, and the one that gathers you in is Elokei Yisrael. That means Hashem goes in front of us, and Hashem goes behind us. Masivchem is behind us. Like Don, Sheve Don, traveled at the end of the Machne. It was called the Ma'asif. L'chol ha-machnos, he went behind us. Now let's see the Rashi. Beautiful Rashi explains this pasuk in detail. Pasuk Yud Beis in Rashi. Ki hoylech lefneichem, shnei dvarim shevasef ha-mikul, two things in the pasuk. Kazeh, miyashrim shnei dvarim shevresh ha-mikul in the pasuk. Ki loy b'chi pasuk teitzeyu, ma'atam, why will you not leave golos in a state of haste? Ki hoylech lefneichem Hashem lanchoischem hader. Because Hashem is going in front of you to guard you on the road. Because Hashem is guiding you, there's no need to run. If you don't have a guide, and there's no one protecting you, you have to go very quickly, because it's very dangerous to travel in the desert, to travel in a place where you're not familiar with, because you can be injured, you can be robbed, you can fall into pits, you can be attacked by bandits. But if someone, you have a guide, a tour guide, an armed tour guide that's guarding you, taking you by the hand, there's no need to run. You're safe wherever you go. So that's how that part of the pasuk corresponds to this part of the pasuk. And the end of the pasuk says, "Venusu lo selechu lefish me'asifchem elokei Yisrael." Since the one that's behind you, me'asifchem elokei Yisrael holch me'achareichem lishmor eschem, is guarding you from behind you. Mikol roidef. He waits for those that are they waited for those that are weak. So therefore you don't need to flee quickly because there's someone behind you protecting you. So when it says in the pasuk b'chipazon teitzev, that corresponds to yolech lefnechem, and the menusa lo seleichem, because you need to flee quickly. Umasifchem alkei yisrael shkolish baruch hu, is protecting us from behind. Now, what is this pasuk doing? Well, first of all, according to the mitzvos, so it's doing something very interesting. It's coming to contrast Hashem's response. There's this contradiction. In Pasuk Yudalf it says sudu sudu, which the Mitzvah says you go very quickly. You should run quickly. But then the next Pasuk Yudbeis, according to the Mitzvah says, but you're not going to go so quickly. So there appears to be a contradiction. Let's see the Mitzvah since on Yudbeis. Elolos seitz b'chipazim b'bohala ratzolaymar im ki amarti shetesu misham b'mihiros. The Mitzvah himself addresses his own problem. I just told you two minutes ago. That sudusur means I told you you should quickly get out of there. Mikol mokaim, balance. Everything in life has to be balanced. Go quick, but not that quick. Go slow, but not that slow. It always has to be moderation. Extremism is never good for anything, except for the only thing you allow to be an extremist is for one thing. The only thing that you can go to an extreme is humility. But even that is a limit. You have to have a shminish of a shminis of gaiva. 1/64th of gaiva, whatever that means. A shminish of a shminis. That's why you say kontointi. Kontointi mikol ha-chasvim kol ha-emes. Kontointi is the 8th parasha from the beginning of the Torah. Yaakov Avinu, where is the pasuk in the Torah? Where is the pasuk that expresses humility? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu said, "Kotointi mikol hachasodim mikol emes asher sisa es avdecha." I am undeserving. I'm a koton. I'm a small little nothing. Yaakov. Which parsha is that? Parshas Vayetze. Parsha Vayetze is Vayetze. And which parsha is that? How many parshas in the Torah? 8th parsha. And how many psukim into the parasha is it? The 8th pasuk. It's the 8th parasha and the 8th pasuk. What's 8 times 8? 64. So it's katointi, so it's a shminis, shminis. Chazal say a person has to have, you have to be humble. But even though you're humble, a shtickle gaiva. Problem is, some people think the shtickle gaiva is a big shir. It's a big shir. Like you have to eat matzah. What?
Brisker shir.
A brisk share of shminis of shminis and 8th of an 8th. And then I heard someone told me about, I don't remember how it goes exactly. The trop is, what's the trop? There's a whole shiloh of what the trop is. Kartointi Azlagerish. Oh, so you look in the Tikkun Simonim, there's another mitzvah that it's a revi.
Yeah.
So revi, well, how does it go through? I don't remember, what did he tell me? I remember, so revi is a fourth. How did that turn into an 8? He told me, I don't remember the vibe.
Say it twice.
What?
You say it twice.
The person who published the Tikkun Simonim, you know what Tikkun Simonim is? Any Balakri here?
The new ones.
It's not so new anymore. It's already been around for 20 years. They put out every other day, they put out a new edition. They keep on changing things. So many things they keep on changing. It's the best Tikkun. It's awesome. As every Shvanon, Shvanoch, they're different, they have different dots. They have the round is for Shvanoch, square dots are Shvanoch, and the side letters are in gray. And they have a Kometz Katan, that's an unbelievable thing, the Kometz Katan. They really went to town, they really enhanced the Tikkun. What?
It's as if in the word Shalom, a couple of parishes back, the vav was split.
Shalom, yeah, they have it split.
They have the split.
Yeah, it's split.
Because I saw a ticket that didn't have it.
Yes,
split.
That's right. Some of them are not so accurate. No. Some Sifrei Torah.
My ticket has split.
There are different traditions. Not every Sefer splits the vav. Today, I think it's accepted that they do, but there are different traditions. There are a lot of different things in Sefer Torah, different traditions, how it's done. When you split the vav, be very, very careful. You have to split the vav more than two-thirds down. Yeah, if you split the vav too high up, according to some opinions, not all, it's possible. It's possible. It has to be known as, you have a vav. The vav doesn't have to necessarily go all the way down to the bottom. It's kosher if it goes enough for a child. If you ask a child and he tells you that it's a vav, not if you, then it's a kosher vav. But so when you split the vav on shalom, it has to be that if you ask a child, he will still tell you that it's a vav. But if you split it too high up, it's no longer a vav. It's a yud, so it's possible. So some not so quick to the elbow. It says in the Gemara, they have a tradition. There are a lot of things like that, which even though there are traditions, not necessarily done by all people. But in any event, There's some Rai. I remember the publisher, the one who made the. He once was in New York. He lives in Far. His name is Kut. I know his children. Children Chaim Berlin. So I haven't seen him in years. I hope he's okay. I haven't. But he used to come every so often here to New York. He used to come and stop by my father's shul, and he would talk to him and learning, and he would tell me all this chidushim of the tikkun, the new tikkun simonim, and he would tell me, once he told me that vart is that the two traditions. Katayinti is it. Is it Shminish or Shminis? Is it a Revi or is it Azlagerish? And he told me that based on the Chazal, it's a Revi. There's a Rai that it's a Revi because this Chazal is Shminish or Shminis. So how does that apply to a Revi? He told me a Pshat. Revi. Revi is a 4. So what does 4 have to do with anything? I don't remember. This will come to mind. Maybe I'll remember later on. But the oil, most people do it as like Katohinti. But I've heard some people do it Revi. Katohinti. What?
The Rav does Revi.
Your Rav does Revi? Okay. So different.
Nothing.
Ask him why. It has something to do with this. It has something to do with Shminis. And how do we get into this type of conversation? Because we're going on a tangent. My goal of a tangent is way too much. We're going on a tangent of moderation. Moderation. It's a good tangent because humility is the extreme, but even in the extreme, we have moderation. And that's what it says over here in the Mitzudas, very important Mitzudas. I told you should go quickly. Don't go to the extreme. Don't be a babahala. Don't just drop it all and get on a plane. First call your wife and tell her to come with you. Tell her to get on the plane with you. Let's say to the babahala. What? They tell you Mashiach is here. So what do you do? Suru, tsumisham. So you just run to the airport, you get on the next plane, and you forget about your wife and children. Don't go that quickly. First, go home and pick her up also. Don't do that. There has to be moderation. Because Hashem is going in front of you. So that's how the Mitzvah learns this two sukkim together. Moderation. Now there's a very famous vart. Everyone. I don't know all the details, but. Yitzias Mitzrayim was b'chipazon. Makelchem b'yetchem. What does the pasuk say? V'achaltem oisay b'chipazon. Na'alchem b'raglechem. Makelchem b'yetchem. When you eat the carbon pesach, make sure you're wearing your shoes. And you're talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. And make sure you're holding your staff, your walking stick. Ki b'chipazon yatzasa me'eretz Mitzrayim. We left Egypt in a state of haste. And what does it say here about Yimos HaMashiach, about the coming of Mashiach? It says, Kiloi b'chipazon. You're not going to leave in haste. What's the pshat? What's the chilek between Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Geula HaSida? What's the chilek? So the chilek is because Yitzias Mitzrayim, we were not deserving. Why were we not deserving? We were supposed to be there, we said this many times, for 400 years. Ki ger years of Eretz Yisrael, arba me'oshana. What happened? We sunk to such a low level of tumah. If we would have remained there, we would not have been able to leave. Why not? What's the long? This is like this many people, Chassam said, I think so many people said this, because who was the Goyal? The Goyal was Moshe Rabbeinu. What madrega was Moshe Rabbeinu? What level of Kedusha did Moshe Rabbeinu reach? 49 levels of Kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu did not reach the highest level of Kedusha. Therefore, Moshe can only take us out of 49 levels of Tumah. The Goyal can only redeem based on his power, based on his Kedusha. So if we sum to level 49, we are okay because our Goyal was 49 plus. We sum to 49 minus. The Goyal was 49 plus, can take us out. Had we remained there one more day, we would have sunk so low. The Tumah, our sins would have been so heavy, we would have sunk to level 50. And then Moshe comes, I'm here to redeem you. We wouldn't have been able to, Moshe would not be able to raise us up because Moshe was only the most 49. Moshe was not 50. He did not have the ability to take us out. But the Goyal Acharon, the Melech HaMashiach, is even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. He's on level 50. So Rachmana Litzlan, even if we sink into level 50, the Goyal Acharon can take us out of level 50. No problem. So therefore, that's why it's not going to be, being that Yitzias Mitzrayim was done, we were undeserving, we sunk to the lowest level possible. I mean, we sunk to level 49. Had we waited one more minute, we would have been finished. So Hashem said, this is an emergency, SOS, I have no choice but to come and redeem you, but it's premature. You're not deserving. You're not deserving, you're not going to appreciate the geula. It's going to be bechipazon. When you go in haste, you don't get a chance to take in the scenery. Right? You go on a trip, and like there's so much to see on the way out, but you got to run. You go to an airport. It's, I don't know about you, I love going to airports. I mean, I hardly ever travel. It's probably boring, but like it's like amazing to go look around all the planes and the mall and to see what's doing. And I know it's like a little kid from the farm goes and sees this big technology. It's just amazing. But the plane is leaving in 2 minutes. You don't have time to go look around and see what's doing and look at all the shops and all these different. You got to get on the plane. You don't get a chance to enjoy. To enjoy what's happening. Bechipazon. Why? We were not deserving. But Yemos HaMashiach, we're going to appreciate the Gula. It's a beautiful pasuk. It's going to be loy bechipazon. We're going to get a chance to take it all in. To take in the experience of Gula. It's going to be a slow motion redemption. Now, I don't tell you just another, that's one approach. And another approach is we're going to do, we deserve it because we're going to earn the geula. It's all Tali Zebzeb. We're going to earn the geula. We're going to be able to take it in. It's not going to be bechipazon. I'll just tell you another idea that ties a little to this pasuk. Someone told me he listened the whole day. Rabbi J.J. Schachter, Rabbi Yaakov Schachter, Rabbi Dr. Yaakov Schachter. He is one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva University. He's one of the deans or one of the assistant deans. I don't know exactly his position in the what's called the CJF. The Center for
Jewish Future
in YU, and so he's one of Rav Soloveitchik's biggest talmidim. He wrote the book on Kinos, and Rav Soloveitchik, as you probably all know, used to give a shir the whole day. Right, he's doing it for years. So now, right, that's what he does for years now. He does now, he does like his Rebbe, he does exactly the same thing. He gives a shir for 2 hours, then he starts kinnas, he goes from 9 to 5. It's broadcast live online. Thousands of people tune in to listen to him. He goes the whole day. People tell me they don't know how in the world he can do this. He sits there. Like doesn't have a sip, not a sip of nothing. Like you would never ever know. 9 to 5, no break, nonstop, calm, full strength, 100% capacity. Kein Yerbe. That's what not. So he gives this. So someone reviews for me his shir. I didn't hear the shir. I wasn't able to listen to the shir. And someone told me I summarized the shir. What was the shir this year? I listened to the past years. I love his stuff. And this year, this is what I was told. His theme was, people think that galus, it's black and white. There's galus, and there's geula. It's one or the other. Black and white. Either we're living in galus, or we're living in geula. One day Hashem turns on the switch, Mashiach is here, there's a base Hamikdash, it's built, came out of the sky, and now we're living in geula, miracles are happening, just like that. So his whole thesis was no such thing. There is an intermediary period. There is a transition period. There's Golus, there's Geula, and there is transition. It could very well be that in Yitzias Mitzrayim there was black and white. They were slaves on the 14th day of Egypt. On the 15th day, all of a sudden, miracles, Kanfei Nisharim, all these things are happening black and white. But not, that's not the way the Geula Hasidah, that's not the way Mashiach is going to come. And that's what it says, Mamshin is Pasek. Kiloi b'chipazon. There is a transition period. And during that transition period, it's not Golos, it's not Geula. And that's what we're living through today. Well, now, during this transition period, and it fits perfectly with this contrast between Yitzias Mitzrayim, you left Egypt in haste. With your stick in your hand and your shoes on your feet, that's how you eat the Karm Pesach. But you must have Mashiach. Transition. Things happen slowly. Eretz Yisrael is developing. It's unbelievable what's going on. Is the Beis Hamikdash built? Is it in our hands, the Harabais? I mean, it's in our hands, but they don't want to start up with the Arabs. But there's a transition period, and that's exactly what the pasuk here means. He gave 2 hours of rayos to show this principle of transition for Yemos HaMashiach. Has to be that he said this in the shir. Maybe one day I'll listen to it and I'll let you know. Okay, now we're up to a very important part. Okay, we're stopping. I'm way over time, but that's okay because I don't have much to tell you later on anyway. So we'll just probably have to start. But we're up to pasuk Yud Gimel. Now this Yud Gimel begins. Now we're talking this little hagdama.
This ends the Haftarah.
Now, Rav Schwab goes to town here. Rightfully so. I'll tell you a moment. First thing he says is that this next Perek Nun Gimel does not belong here. This big mystery why the printers decided to make a Perek Nun Gimel in the middle of this Sugya. Sugya goes from Pasuk Yud Gimel of Perek Nun Beis through Perek Nun Gimel through the end of Perek Nun Dalet. Through the end of Perek Nun Gimel. There's no reason why there should be a Perek break. And what does it deal with? It deals with Klal Yisrael. It deals with this. It's called them the prophecy of the Eved Hashem. Who is the Eved Hashem? It is Klal Yisrael personified. One person, one Eved. The one Eved that just looking at in the Kinos. Yirmiyah, he comes to Yerushalayim. What does he see? He sees a woman dressed in black, beautiful woman, Yifas Tayar, but she is minuveles. She's filthy, dirty. Yirmiyah says, "Who are you? Are you a demon? Are you a person?" And she says, "I am Tzion."
In the Kinos.
Right. That's not, I'm going to give you an example. What does she say? "I am Tzion. I am Tzion personified." And they have a discussion. Yirmiyah says, "If you're Tzion, I understand your beautiful, beautiful form. But why are you filthy, dirty? Because all of my children have been exiled. My kings, my king has been exiled. My prophets, my children, my base Hamikdash has been destroyed, and there's terrible tzara." And she says to Yirmiyah, "Do something about this. Go be mespalel to Hashem." And Yirmiyah goes to Hashem, and Hashem says, "Don't bother me. Go to the Avos. Let them come and be mespalel. Go to the Oris Machpel. Let them be mespalel." And he goes. And Hashem says no. And finally, we have the Imos, Rachel, Rivka. The Rashi tells us that it was Rachel, but in the Kina it says all four. It says Rachel, Rivka, Rachel. Not Rivka. Rachel. It only says there Rachel and Leah, Bil and Zilpah. Hashem listens, and it says Hashem says there'll be a Gula. But the woman was Tzion personified. It's exactly what we have here in this next section. It's the Eved Hashem is the personification of Klal Yisrael. Okay? Now what have the Christians done with this, these next psukim? You ever go on the bus? Isaiah 53? You ever see those signs?
Yeah.
Recently they had a massive campaign, and now they no more. I don't see it anymore. Baruch Hashem. But like 2-3 months ago, wherever you go.
Yes.
Isaiah 53. Tune in. They give you a website to go to. Here it is. This is it. Isaiah 53. We're still in 52. we have more bada. They have taken these psukim and they have totally hijacked them and abused them and interpreted for the craziest things possible. And I will try a little bit to go and look at the psukim with a little more depth to understand what the psukim really mean. Dama lahoshev rapikaris. I'll see if I can prepare a little bit. What? A little
don't
bit.
Waste your time.
I'm not going to talk to them, but we have...
No, don't waste your time with them.
It doesn't mean you,
Colin. Yeah, but we have to appreciate the depth of these psukim. They're very difficult. They're very hard psukim even to translate. Forget about, some of the psukim, we said that's so hard to translate. I don't understand, but these are very, very difficult. And that, Mitzvah, we'll start with that in Yirtz Hashem tomorrow. Okay, let's do...
Thing?
Yeah.